This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation, of which Chair Powell is speaking today, can be kind of a hit or miss thing. No rising prices in one part of the economy, big increases in another, including prices, in our case, for a product we don't think about all that much, most of us, shipping containers. Yeah, those 20 or 40 foot long boxes inside of which the new fridge you ordered is coming, or the fancy cheeses you're going to buy at the store, or the spare parts. Consumer demand here and elsewhere is gumming up the global economy, and there just aren't enough empty containers in, say, China to send stuff across the Pacific. So shipping companies and importers are scrambling to get their hands on whatever they can at whatever price. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Services, services. We've been telling you ad nauseum that Americans buy more services than goods. But these days, not so much, says Simon Heaney at the shipping consultancy Drewry.
People aren't able to spend on going out, holidays, etc. So they put what they have into physical goods that are generally shipped in containers.
Clogged U.S. ports don't have enough cranes or workers to handle everything, and these traffic jams are creating a shortage in China, where almost all containers are made. Florian Freise is with the logistics firm Container Exchange.
Obviously, right now, a golden time for Chinese container manufacturers because they produce as much as possible and can basically charge whatever price they want.
He says normally, a new 20-foot container costs $2,000, but that's nearly doubled. Chinese exporters are also paying top dollar to bring empty containers from North America, says Steve Kranig at the transport firm IMEX Global.
There was a report I read this morning from a very knowledgeable source that 70% of vessels departing over the last 2 months out of Long Beach were filled entirely with empty containers.
All these hassles have raised shipping prices, causing a few toy factories in Asia to stop deliveries, and some food and grain firms to use bulk ships with loose piles of cargo. Picking outside the, box, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.